I'm Stelly.
I'm Gavin.
And this is SpongeBob SquarePants, a SpongeBob SquarePants podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hi.
Welcome to our podcast. How are you today, Stelly?
I'm so grand.
What are you up to?
A little sick, actually.
Yeah, you're a bit sniffly. Is it
pollen in the air?
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Is it sinuses?
Yeah.
You got some, what's it, Claritin? You high in the Claritin?
Sure.
It's better than it was on Wednesday when you were making dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Because your nose was running like a faucet.
It was flying out there. It wasn't pretty.
Yeah, summer seems to have arrived.
Because
we've missed out spring this year and just gone straight to summer.
Because on Monday it was snowing.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of faded into Tuesday with the snow. It was still there.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly it's 80-something degrees, 70 degrees. Yesterday,
81-ish when I was out earlier.
Why not?
Shorts and flip-flops weather.
Why? Why not?
Because it's too hot to wear jeans.
Well, because why is it hot now?
Oh, because, it should be. It should be getting warmer anyway.
It should have been warmer weeks ago.
Right. And you are off on a mini kind of vacation next week, so we won't be doing this next week.
Yeah.
You're off to our nation's capital.
Washington, D.C.
Right.
Whoa.
Just for a short break, though.
For like 4 days.
4 days.
3 days, 4 days, one of them.
Whistle stop tour. Do you know what your plans are once you get there?
No.
Of course you don't.
They're just
going to
bring us around and see some monuments and stuff.
You've seen quite a bit of this.
I've already been there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, round two.
It's a good city. It's a good walking city. Everything that you want to see is
kind of within the walking distance.
Right.
You can walk places instead of having to own a car, which is good when you're a group of teens who don't own cars.
Is that a bus that you're getting?
We get a fancy dancy, but it's not one of the normal school buses because we'd die.
That would be awful.
If we took one of them.
The yellow buses, right.
So we have a fancy one.
Like the footballer's coach.
Yeah, I guess.
They are fancy.
I haven't seen our buses.
They have air conditioning that works.
Working air conditioning.
And some of them have Wi-Fi built into them.
Ooh.
The fancy one that goes to the airport does.
Hopefully we got one of them.
Yeah, not bad. That shouldn't be too bad. Are you doing it all? Oh, yeah, because you're leaving in the middle of the night, aren't you?
We're leaving. We have to be at the school at 3:30 a.m., which is a weird exact time to be there, 3:30 a.m.
I think that's to give people half an hour to be late. You'll probably leave about 4.
It's true. I can walk up there, you know.
Oof.
I'll wake up in the middle of the night, have a suitcase and a bag, and walk up to the middle school.
You're a lot less hobo.
I mean, if you don't want to wake up, I could, you know, just walk on out.
Yeah, I reckon that must be a
12
or 14-hour drive.
Yeah, because if you were in a normal car, it would take less, but it's a bus. And you know how many bathroom breaks we're probably going to... Because one kid needs to go pee. And
the coach should have a bathroom on it.
Well, what if it doesn't?
Well, it should.
What if it doesn't?
If it doesn't, then it's going to take you days to get there.
We can just, everyone hold their pee.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to poop on a bus.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you open the door,
everyone will know.
Yeah, and when I was at school, the worst thing that you could do is let somebody know that you've had a poop.
That's why no one actually uses the bathrooms, because our bathrooms are A, disgusting, and 2, you don't pee in a school bathroom or poop.
Oh, you pee.
No. Because, like, what if you and another person are in this bathroom, right? What if they, like, hear you peeing? They, like, hear it
everybody
trickling in. You don't want that to happen. It's so awkward when you're in a bathroom with another person.
See, I disagree with you about that, but I would agree entirely about the pooping part of it. You don't want anybody to hear you poop or, heaven forbid, fart.
It's just so...
You just don't want that to happen.
You never go to the... I go to the bathrooms because, but here's the thing. I always make sure that there's no one in the bathroom when I go. Because if there is someone in the bathroom, I'll walk out, act like I'm taking a drink or something, and wait for someone to walk out of the bathroom and then go in.
I do that at work.
It's how...
I do that at work.
It's how you do it.
That behavior will be with you for the rest of your life.
Thank you.
Just so you know. You don't get over this. You never get over this.
Okay. Well,
some people don't care.
You don't go to the bathroom with another person in it. It's disgusting. It's disgraceful. It's disgraceful.
Well, good. I'm glad we've got all that sorted out.
There we go.
We have quite a lot to talk about.
Because we have a double episode.
One of those pesky double episodes. This is...
a long one.
Season 3, episode 19?
One of them.
Ish.
Something in the late teens.
Because we've only got 2 or 4 weeks after this, I think. Oh, you're wearing your SpongeBob t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, it's a little big, but that's okay. I can tuck it in.
Was it, it's his driving license, which he doesn't have.
Yeah.
His height is 4 inches, and his weight is 1 ounce. His hair is yellow.
Uh-huh.
This is a Class S bikini bottom driving license that he's got. Very good. That's a nice t-shirt, though.
I have no idea where it came from.
What was it called again, this episode? Something about flying, wasn't it?
The little sponge that could... the sponge that could fly? It was a weird one, this one.
Yeah, the sponge that could fly. It was a weird one because it looked on my list like it was a double episode. But it was kind of... had a parenthetical opening and closing from a Patchy the Pirate trying to find a lost episode or something. Yeah.
Patchy didn't interrupt this time, which was nice.
He didn't interrupt, but he was on for a while at the start and on for a while at the end.
True.
Anyway, do you want some fun facts about this one, Stella?
I'd love some.
This first aired on March 21st, 2003. It was written by Paul Dewitt, Kent Osborne and Meriwether Williams. Some fun facts about this one include... this is the first episode for two things. It's the first episode where we see the Nickelodeon Animation Studio, and it's the first double-length episode to play the track Earl's Revenge.
Fun.
In this episode, Lou is shown to be younger than he was in Party Pooper Pants. SpongeBob does the following things to help the Bikini Bottomites. He saves Mrs. Puff's snail from a tree. He helps Mr. Krabs reclaim his dime. He saves Patrick from a mine. He saves Plankton from kelp. He relights the lighthouse, cleans out Mr. Krabs' garage, scratches Patrick's tummy, helps Larry pick a tie, cleans Squidward's bath, balances Mrs. Puff's checkbook, helps Plankton spread the sign of evil, untangles a hat fish's phone cards. Phone cards? That dates this thing rather severely, doesn't it? Does the purple cap fishy's geometry, talks to Nancy Plants, robs Dennis's scalp, and some other unseen tasks.
Garage.
Are you ready, Stilly?
Aye, Gavin.
I mean, thanks to SpongeBob.fandom.com for those fun facts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they know by now.
Oh, it's hot in here.
You don't have a fan.
No, the fan's downstairs.
Why?
Because it was the winter and we didn't need it.
Still nice to have a fan. I have a fan still. Mm-hmm. I've always had my fan for sleepness.
Yeah, I think you like the white noise of it.
Yeah, I don't need it for the chill.
Right. Anyway.
We open at Nickelodeon Studios.
Yep, in Los Angeles, Hollywood, California, United States.
Oh, yeah. There was a lost episode of SpongeBob found under some random person's desk. And to present the lost episode is Patchy the Pirate. And we find Patchy taking a shower.
He's a hairy man.
This is traumatizing to every child who watched this in the 2005?
Right. It's like four, didn't we say?
Four. One of them.
Three.
What? It was five like a couple days ago.
2003.
Where did that come from?
SpongeBob.fandom.com.
I'm sorry, SpongeBob.fandom.com, but your dates are all over the place.
All over the place.
They always have been, so I don't know why we're confused.
Yeah, the hairy-chested Patchy the Pirate in the shower with his patch on and other pirate accoutrements.
Because why not? So all of the kids, who is us, are going to watch this lost episode.
And me.
Oh yeah, and you.
Thank you.
We're going to watch this lost episode with Patchy the Pirate.
Yep.
And he's lost the VHS, which he managed to do. So we all have to forget about SpongeBob. And then we have this beautiful compilation of every SpongeBob episode and just a clip of him from every single one.
Were those actual clips from episodes?
Yes.
I didn't remember quite a lot of them.
I remembered every single one. Oh, you did?
Okay.
You just had to be there. I wasn't there. I wasn't alive.
Right.
But yeah, so they took clips from like every single one, chucked them in this beautiful compilation. And then, huzzah, he finds a map to find the lost episode. It flies through his window, because why not? And he's going to go find it with his treasure map.
Yeah, it's one of those treasure maps that has the dotted line that kind of just goes randomly in circles and then back and forth in itself. And
yeah.
His neighbor was nice. The old lady.
The nice old lady. Mm-hmm. So he walks past like a supermarket and the old lady's house, and then he has to survive the 7 trials of the Monkey Lagoon, which is just a kid's playground.
Right.
And he really puts through all his effort on this kid's playground equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So he survives the trials and he makes a very bad dig it up joke and starts digging in this kid's playground, like full on making this big old hole in the sand.
Right.
Because he looks like a complete idiot, but that's okay. He finds the buried treasure above the surface because, okay, and there's a man inside of the treasure chest who just hands him the VHS, and then Patchy closes it and doesn't. We never go back to that.
That poor man.
He just lives in this tiny old chest.
Right.
So Patchy has the lost episode and sits down to watch it. He's very excited.
This is going to be great.
And ready for this beautiful lost episode.
Here it comes.
So it opens on SpongeBob walking down a road with some groovy music.
The subtitles say it's techno music.
Groovy techno music. And he just walks, and then he walks a little squished, and then he walks extended. He's walking, and then he walks in different ways.
Yeah.
And it's just,
there are the little bits from cartoons where it's just the same thing repeated over and over again. But we find out what that's called in the cartoon business. What they call those little sections.
And we find that out from none other than Patchy.
Himself, yeah.
So after it's finished, and he's like, what the heck? That can't be it.
These are just walk cycles.
Walk cycles.
Well, that's what they're called.
That entire disturbing, whatever that was just a bunch of cheap walk cycles.
Right.
So Patchy is distraught and gets rid of all of his SpongeBob stuff. Like, all of it. Even his boxers.
Which he rips off without having to take his trousers off.
Which is impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm impressed.
He gets rid of all his cuddly toys that he has in his bed. All his
I want a room posters, like that.
His posters are SpongeBob. There's a
set for that was somewhere in Nickelodeon Studios.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's gone.
That's a shame.
It appeared one time.
Lots of SpongeBob stuff.
Lots of SpongeBob stuff, and he's going to run away forever. So it turns out that it was just a fake, because then we catch to the real lost SpongeBob episode. Yeah,
so we have a little bit where the video runs backwards as Patchy puts his boxer shorts back on. Gets all those cuddly toys back in his bed.
And then we get to see the real lost episode. Bum, bum, bum.
Because all of that has been leading up to this week's episode.
We've just started.
Right.
We've had, like, double the time.
Half an episode.
Of what we've just seen. And now,
the lost episode is the sponge who could fly.
And now we're here. Bum, 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 bum.
So we open on again.
We open on again. SpongeBob standing in jellyfish fields, emotionless, trying to catch a jellyfish.
He has his Weasel glasses on.
He looks just like Buddy Holly.
He does. Well done.
He springs into action at a jellyfish, ready to catch it, because, ha ha ha, he's a spring,
mm-hmm.
and he falls off a cliff. As you do. So he sings a song about the jellyfish,
mm-hmm.
because what's a double episode without a musical number?
It's got to be musical numbers, and there's a couple of long musical numbers in this one.
Yeah, which I'm not even going to cover that well.
Good for you.
So he wishes he could be a jellyfish, and he wants to fly. So he decides to make a flying machine, aka an airplane.
Right.
He's going to take off in his airplane at this farm, random guy's farm, and he's going to fly.
I think they're trying to recreate the Orville Brothers first flight thing.
With SpongeBob.
With sponges and jellyfish, yep.
Under the water.
That's what I think's happening, yeah.
Yeah. So he takes off, and it doesn't work at all. And he breaks the silo thing of Mr. Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
And Patrick says, which I decided to write down, we better do what he says. He knows how to grow food. Which, if you know how to grow food as a farmer.
Yeah, that's how you keep people happy.
That's how you keep people alert. They listen to you if you know how to grow food. Listen to your farmers.
That's what I was always told.
Oh, yeah. Growing up Midwest, that's what they teach you in school.
Yep, always listen to your farmers.
They got slogans on the wall. Listen to the farmers. Yeah.
Yep.
And we eat only corn in the cafeterias.
Do as a farmer does.
Do as a farmer does.
Behave in school.
And we grow crops in the hallways. And we've got burners in the walls.
Oh.
That's actually what they're made of. It's just a bunch of burners cans. Just as of the walls.
No, I do love my burners.
Everyone, you can't not like burners. This is Michigan.
Right.
And that's how this happened.
I don't know if they take away my Michigan passport for saying this, but I've been drinking Canada Dry ginger ale recently, and I think I prefer it.
I don't think you're allowed to live here anymore.
Right.
I think they're going to kick you out. They're coming for you.
Right.
We got to hide you away in the basement. Can you fake a Midwestern accent?
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to do.
This whole time. This is your best Midwestern accent.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Oh, yeah. Back to the task at hand.
Right.
After whatever that was. So he doesn't fly his plane.
Have we had the newspaper report yet?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Because that was my favorite bit.
That was everyone's favorite bit, obviously. Beautiful. So instead of doing intelligent things with propellers, he decides to make bat wings into a Batman kind of thing,
yep.
which doesn't work, and he falls to the floor. So then he tries to sit on a chair with balloons, like the movie Up.
Yeah, that's very much like the movie Up.
Look at that reference right there.
Yep. Was Up before or after this episode?
Oh, it was before.
I think after. If we're saying 2000.
Oh, wait, no. I think Up was after. If this is right. If the thing is right.
Up was 2009.
Oh, well.
Either way.
Maybe Up copied this SpongeBob episode.
I think it maybe did.
I see what you're trying to do here.
Mr. Pixar.
Ian Pixar has been
watching SpongeBob.
I knew it.
Or was it Craig Pixar?
Craig, Ian, whichever one Keith. You are. Keith, watching SpongeBob episodes, putting it into sad Pixar movies.
Oh, such a sad movie.
Absolutely awful. I hate you, Mr. Pixar man.
I remember when I saw that for the first time, I said to my friend, you've got to watch this movie. It's the saddest movie ever.
You should play that on the piano. That's what you should learn.
And so he watched it, and he came back to me the next day
in tears.
And he said, I don't know what you're making such a fuss about. I don't think it was sad at all.
Kill that friend.
Right?
How do you not cry at the scene, the marriage story scene?
I know!
That's like one of the most sad scenes in Pixar.
Right?
What is wrong with him?
No idea. Alan Sutherland, if you're listening to this, you have no heart.
You are soulless. Mr.
Keith. Yeah, I just thought it was funny.
How? Mr. Keithian Pixar is coming for... Craig was the other one? I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever Pixar, man.
The Pixar brothers.
The Pixar triplets.
Keith, Craig, and Ian.
Wherever this went.
Anyway, it's like Up.
It's like Up. The chair goes up into the sky, and he's not on it, so he doesn't get to fly.
Right. And then the dog sees a squirrel.
Sure. Anyway, back to the task at hand. He then decides to tie a kite onto a bike, like the things they do with jet skis.
Yep. It's Patrick that's cycling along.
And it works for a short period of time. And everyone's making fun of him after it doesn't work. And he falls to the ground and calls him Birdman.
Right.
So then he goes and returns his kite. And then...
And then we see the newspaper report, which says Dimwit attempts flight or something like that, wasn't it?
Something along those lines. So everyone just hates SpongeBob now and treats him like absolute garbage, by the way.
It's the fact that that's a headline in the paper. And it's like the Simpsons headline where it's Grandpa Simpson shaking his fist. Old man yells at cloud.
Maybe.
I forget that you don't watch the
maybe
Simpsons.
Maybe Nickelodeon and the Simpsons are related.
Maybe that's where they stole that from.
And maybe now Pixar stole from this episode, which stole from The Simpsons, which really means that The Simpsons are the dawn of everything.
I think we already knew that.
Look at that.
Moving
on. Anyway, so everyone absolutely hates SpongeBob and are super rude and make fun of him. And then he confronts them and says, "It's a sad day, Makiti Bottom, when people make fun of you for having dreams."
Right.
And then everyone is like, "Oh yeah, I had dreams once, and they all failed. What makes you so special?" And attack him and try and kill him. Because why not? So then, in this sadness, SpongeBob gets a prank call and has to put his hair dryer in his pants. And the caller calls him Birdman and is like, "I'm Joe Mama," and is taking SpongeBob's life right here.
Yep.
And then SpongeBob flies
Joe
because
Mama.
He says, "Oopsie daisy, one second, I'm at the ceiling." Because the hair blower inflated his pants.
Like a balloon.
So now he can fly.
Because his pants are full of hot air.
Yeah. And he can, like, make it not fly and fly, which is...
That's the two things that you need to fly.
Yeah.
You need to fly,
and then
you need to
fly.
Not fly so you can come back to Earth again.
And then you can fly again.
Yep.
That's how that works.
I believe planes have two buttons.
Yeah, on
fly
the entire thing.
And not fly. And that's how they work.
So, and you can make the not fly gradual by pressing it with different force.
Right.
If you whack the button, then that's a plane crash. That's why pilots are so heavily paid, is because you have to know how to hit the not fly button with such precision to the point where
you'd
don't
think
crash.
Pilots were paid a lot. They're not really.
They're paid enough.
You've decided.
They're
not
paid
1 cent more.
They're paid more than a Starbucks employee.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
Really, how much do you need? You're a pilot. I always wondered, when pilots fly their planes to other places,
yep.
Do they then fly a plane? Like, where's their house? When do they settle and sleep? Do they fly there and back to their home? Or do they fly there and then fly to another place and then fly back to their airport? Or, like, when do they live?
So they'll work in shifts. So they'll have some shifts where they're working and they'll be staying away and they'll stay
in
hotels.
Like truckers?
Right, but in the sky.
But in the sky. trackers of the sky.
Right.
Got it. Okay. Okay. Never mind.
But you're playing from, let's say, Detroit to Orlando.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't fly. That plane probably doesn't fly straight back again. It'll go maybe Detroit to Orlando, then it'll go from Orlando to
Alabama.
Sure. To
Kentucky.
To
North Dakota.
And then it'll go back to
the Detroit airport.
After coming from North Dakota airport.
But your pilot
probably flies that one down, gets off that plane, then gets on another plane and flies it back again. That's probably what happens.
Okay. That was a really big sidetrack. And
we're all learning.
We're all learning right here. This is an educational podcast.
Sure.
We teach a lot of important things. We are. So he can fly. And they break into song. And it's kind of like the Peter Pan song.
A little bit.
Pretty much the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So he can fly. And then he gives people favors. He saves Mrs. Puff's snail.
Yeah, but none of the favors have anything to do with flight.
Oh, no. He really doesn't need to do any of this.
No.
Well, he can fly. So he's flying around. All of Bikini Bottom is in a buzz. He helps people. And the light at the Goo Lagoon Lighthouse goes out. And then he puts a new light bulb in. And then Old Man Jenkins turns around and runs into a rock and dies anyway. And then he cleans the garage and then owes everyone favors and just wants to go and hang out with his jellyfish, and everyone just happens to need him at every time. And then as he's running away, Cannonball Jenkins, who isn't dead, flies right at SpongeBob and pretty much kills him. And the people of Bikini Bottom, who are supposed to like SpongeBob, now absolutely hate him, and he's dead, and they only care about his pants and leave him there to die. What happened to small town hero SpongeBob, the man who can whip up burgers and be hashtag girl boss to everyone, and everyone loves SpongeBob? What happened to that?
What did happen to that?
Why do they hate him now?
Well, these people are awful.
They are awful. I don't understand why Nickelodeon decided to show these children the real world.
So anyway.
They kill SpongeBob and then they bury the pants because they care about the pants. And then SpongeBob's not dead. And then the jellyfish help him fly because the jellyfish are better than the people.
Yep.
And we break into song and the jellyfish teach him a lesson that you don't need
stinking people.
You don't need the stuff with the flight.
Right.
You just need friends, and then you fly because sure. And Patrick is like, why don't we fly down and get a bite to eat? And Patrick just flies anyway.
Turns out he can fly.
Because Patrick...
of course he can.
Why can't Patrick fly? And that's the end of the episode. And boom. But then we have a Patchy bit. Patchy's like, whoa, that was so cool. And then Patchy lost the remote. And then it's thrown through the window from the old lady who's nice with the wheelchair. And her wheelchair is actually fast and can vroom. And... and then Patchy and Potty are bad with the remote and they can't technology and they press all the wrong buttons and there's a mariachi band coming
always
from the
remote
band. And they don't know what they're doing, and then Patchy breaks the VHS and that's the end of the last episode.
That's the pace really picked up towards the end there.
Yeah. It was slam poetry.
It was a little... Yeah, what did you think of this one, Stelly?
It was a good episode.
I quite enjoyed it.
It was a little disturbing at parts.
I don't really care for the Patchy the Pirate bits, so.
You don't usually care for the Patchy the Pirate bits, because you hate Tom Kenny.
I don't hate Harry Tom Kenny. It just gets in the way of the...
He needs to wax a little bit before showing that to the kids.
Well, it was the 80s.
It was the 2000s. Well, except
it was 2000 and whatever, three.
He could have, like, they didn't really have to do that there. Yeah. And they could have put a shirt on him, you know.
They could have.
They could have not had any Patchy the Pirate.
That gets in the way of the episode, I feel. But it was fine.
Didn't interrupt the episode.
And the songs interrupt. But.
Because why? Because musical SpongeBob.
It was good. It was fine. I don't think it was as funny as it's been over the last couple of weeks, but it was fine.
It was a good episode.
It's a double episode. That gets us through
two for the price of one, really. Next week, there will be no SpongeBob, but that's okay because we've
done two. Yeah.
Doubled this week.
What score are you giving this one?
8.
I'll give it 7.5 for Hairy Tom Kenny.
Oh, yeah.
Not bad. Not a bad result there. All right, shall we wrap this one up then, and you can start packing for Washington, D.C. next week?
Oh, yeah. I probably will do it last minute.
Feel free to drop us a line. Tell us where you think pilots stay.
Yeah, where do pilots stay?
And pirates. Where do they stay?
Where do pirates stay?
If you have any idea, drop us a line.
Do you like Tom Kenny's hairy chest?
Let us know. We're on Twitter at SB Squarecast, and you can email us at spongebobsquarecast@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to finish the song. You guys can just cry about it for a week.
Yeah, it's too hot in here.
Woo! That's my song.
Thanks for making it to end another episode. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. Take care.
Couple?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bye.